Ladies and gentlemen,
let's go.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The Raiders, quite a day of cuts. They cut Derek Carr. Welcome to the Ball Brotherhood, Mark Davis.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Patrick Mahomes' new BFF, the great Henry Winkler.
Listen, I think stardom has gone to this young man's head because he's never called for dinner.
Earlier on the show, host of Peacock's Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, Pro Football Hall of Famer Warren Sapp. Coming up from the Starz comedy Party Down, actor Ken Marino. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, indeed. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show. Ken Marino is joining us in studio in hour number three. The TV show Party Down is back, and I cannot be more excited. I was so excited to hear that it was coming back. And I can't wait to talk with him about it in just about 20 minutes' time. He's here in person, which is terrific. We just had an in-person visit from Warren Sapp, and that was something, as always it
always,
is.
Always.
And we also had Mike Florio on in hour number one talking about everything going on in the National Football League, the quarterback carousel, the draft story that seems to be unfolding with the Chicago Bears. Getting ready for the talent evaluation portion of the calendar. The combine starts with on-field drills, believe it or not, 2 weeks from tonight. Ooh, I will be in a booth in Indianapolis in 2 weeks from tonight with Daniel Jeremiah for a four-day stint that is way too long with two guys talking to each other on television. That's 2 weeks from tonight, and so it just comes so fast and so furious. If you missed any of it, don't worry. Right here on the Roku channel, channel 210, we re-air all the way through to tomorrow's show when we're live again at 12 to 3 Eastern time. There's also our YouTube page. If you miss anything, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Also, the Rich Eisen Show collection page. It's our video on demand relationship with Roku and the Roku channel. Free on all Roku devices, free on select Samsung smart TVs, free on all Amazon Fire TV, the Roku app, the RokuChannel.com. We say hello to our terrestrial radio listening audience and Sirius XM Odyssey, our podcast. You really can't miss us. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Jonathan Gannon has been introduced as the new head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. Later on in this hour, we'll finish up the show with what he had to say about the offense. It's a rare situation to see a defensive guy hired as a head coach in the NFL. We've seen it twice now. D'Amico Ryans for the Texans and Jonathan Gannon, now the defensive coordinator from the Eagles, is the new HC of the Arizona Cardinals. And, you know, question is, who's he going to hook up to Kyler Murray when Kyler comes back from his knee injury next year? And then D'Amico Ryans, who's comes from the San Francisco 49ers. We assume he's going to run the same offense there. Who knows? And who is his quarterback going to be? It depends on what the Bears do at one. I mean, it's really great how this is all shaping up over the next few weeks and months. And so you got to keep it right here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Oh, let's get to this. We all know Aaron Rodgers has a decision to make. And the question is when is he going to tell the Packers if he's staying or going or he's retiring? Okay. And whatever he's doing in his darkness therapy apparently has something to do with that. And this is not being facetious. He's going in sometime, maybe today or tomorrow. He's told McAfee on Tuesday later on this week and that he's going into this, retreat, darkness retreat, where there is apparently light. I mean, we're going back and forth of what this actually is. Jason in Seattle's here on the Rich Eisen Show. One of our viewers or listeners, you there, Jason? Is he in darkness? Did we literally throw to him, and he's in darkness?
He's on.
Oh my gosh! Isn't that funny? All right, put him back on hold again.
He might have been on mute.
Maybe he couldn't find the phone.
Is that a metaphor for something?
He's been calling since the show started.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Did Adam pop back on there again?
Let's
all right.
At any rate,
let's just put that aside for the moment. Baseball. By the way, that sounds like I'm in the Untouchables. Baseball is back, baby. Yeah, baseball's back. Oh, yeah, the baseball's back.
Listen.
And story of the year. Story of the year in Major League Baseball. 100%. Is what's going to happen with Shohei Ohtani here in Southern California, the Babe Ruth of our generation, and he is that. He is unbelievable. He can anchor your rotation and anchor your lineup in the same day.
Crazy.
I am not lying.
Dude, you've seen it. I've been to a game where he was the starting pitcher and hit a home run. And he won the game.
He will beat the Yankees on the night that Aaron Judge hit his 50th.
You know what I mean?
He is truly one of the most remarkable athletes we've ever seen here in America. And we've seen him play a grand total of, let me look it up, zero playoff baseball. Zero. He is that good that I believe he will be wind up the most enriched athlete in the history of North American sports, right? What do you think? Will his contract start with a six?
Should.
I mean, if the best pitcher in baseball has a $300 million contract and the best hitter in baseball has a $300 million contract, I can do the math, put it together, because he is arguably both. So, what's going on with him and the Angels? Because the whole idea is that he chose here so he could be nice and serene and, you know, Orange County. There's not a lot of longtime listener, first-time caller types, you know, complaining about how the Angels are letting them down. And then there's not, like, 15 newspapers and 20 TV and radio stations together swarming his locker. Like, let's just put it this way. The way that he's greeted when he plays in Yankee Stadium by the media certainly doesn't look that way when he's in Southern California.
Nope.
So he clearly wants to stay here, right? Chose here, he wants to stay here. Bob Nightingale, who covers the sport for many a moon for USA Today. Shohei Ohtani spoke today, says he wants to believe the Angels are as committed to winning as he is. And here's the quote.
Oh, geez.
Right, Ohtani, quote, right now I'm an Angel. That's all I'm focusing on. Oh, he right now'd the Angels.
Right now.
How many times do you hear a coach say, right now he's our quarterback? That guy's not going to be the quarterback.
Right.
You go full Magic Johnson. He ain't going to be there. How many times have you heard a general manager say, he's our coach right now? That's right now he's our coach. That's not good. So, on behalf of the New York Yankees,
oh yes, Rich,
I turn to my Red Sox fan friend, and I turn to my Met fan friend, and I tell you both, hands off,
stay away.
You're calling Ohtani now?
Hands off.
Look, I claimed him 2 years ago.
Here's what we know. This is the way it's going to work. You, Red Sox fan, will be completely let down.
This season?
No. For Ohtani, when he's available.
Oh, for sure.
You know.
We're not paying.
Okay. Yankees, we're going to say we're paying.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly something's going to happen where, I don't know, Hal Steinbrenner checked underneath the couch cushion, didn't see an extra $100 million. And the guy in the right corner right there, Steve Cohen's going to basically say, did you not see I paid the money for a Super Bowl commercial for the New York Mets? He doesn't care anymore.
Really? Just money ain't a thing.
Another team.
The top down, like
right
Jay-Z
here,
said.
Right. The Dodgers.
You know, so.
Dodgers are cutting payroll.
You know, for him.
I know.
For him.
So. This is the story of the season, man.
We have a Japanese player now, so, you know, that might
be
attractive.
Okay,
yeah,
it's a, yeah, sure, okay, great. Terrific.
Come out to the coast.
That's great. The fact that Tanaka didn't work well for the Yankees is going to be a knock against them.
Knock against them.
I don't know. It just depends on, you know.
I mean, it's going to be crazy.
Of course, there's a team in Chavez Ravine you know.
What about us?
Look out for them. Everybody's going to break the bank for this guy. It's going to be the trade deadline.
You have to rob a bank for
July is going to be off the charts.
Man.
Trade deadline.
He's going to look so good in Queens.
Guy won the Powerball. I mean, he could pay for it.
Back off.
I'm just saying, Billy Epler. Two words to everyone. Billy Epler. Okay. That's why I believe.
Speaking of which, did you hear baseball? Baseball has new bases.
Yes.
This is a player safety thing, right? They want it bigger.
This is a player safety. It's kind of like less collisions, less guys getting stepped on.
Alex Cora called the new bigger bases pizza boxes.
I mean, it looks so they like added it. 3 inches on either side. The old bases were 15 by 15.
This is 18 by 18?
18 by 18.
Okay.
18-inch pizza.
Remember when Ellen was hosting the Oscars and she had pizza brought in everyone? And those boxes were huge. That's what that base looks like.
It's enormous.
The biggest pizza box. It's like 32 slices in there.
It's going to look weird. It's going to look weird.
They're hoping stolen bases now goes up because you're like 6 inches closer.
I'm for that. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Great. And then more infield hits, maybe.
Well, and look, as we know, the anti-shift goes into play this year.
Oh, yeah. It's less space for both.
Two guys on either side.
Is that something else you're responsible for?
Yes.
100%.
I mean, put this man. You know what? Yeah, go ahead. Put you on some committee. I don't know what committee, but a committee.
I want the star. I want the shift gone. Shift's going to be gone. Can't wait. Although, they don't listen to me about everything. I can't stand the ghost runner, by the way. Which is, by the way, starting extra innings, 10th. You know, whoever was up last, I guess, or you, somebody who's on the
last out.
Last out goes out there. It stinks. It stinks. You know what I feel for? You know what I feel? You know what I feel for? I feel for the relievers. Like, so you give up a grounder to the right side and then a fly ball.
That run goes against you.
Yeah. That goes on your ERA.
Now your ERA, if you complete the inning, is 9.
Now you should have a ghost runner ERA if you're
I'm sure some analytical stat will be adjusted for
I don't like it. You know what they should do? Give me real baseball for the 10th and the 11th innings, and then 12th inning, give me the ghost runner.
That's kind of what I would be in favor of that. But they don't do it for the playoffs, which is
obviously
great. Well,
it's kind of like, you know,
I don't know. Regular season.
You can't do it for the playoffs.
Regular keep the season, games moving. It's kind of like hockey. Hockey does the 3-on-3 overtime for 5 minutes and then shootout. You know, let's keep it moving.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
This is different. It's different. This is baseball. What are we talking about? What are you doing, Ghost Runner? I can't stand it.
We're of a certain age for being a baseball fan.
Here's the deal. Give me 10th inning real baseball, 11th inning real baseball. Then 12th inning, give me Ghost Runner. It's fine. Yeah. So something won't go, you know, 12, 13 innings likely. But I understand, and especially since everybody comes out throwing 100 miles an hour.
Not getting hits anyway.
Everybody throws 100 miles an hour now. But maybe something will drop because somebody's not standing there in short right field like it's some beer softball league, you know?
Yeah.
Because they've gotten the shift handled. I like it.
Certain lefties, let's see if their averages go
and
up
then
this year.
We get the pitch clock too, don't we?
Yeah, pitch clock. Yeah.
We have asked the commissioner of Major League Baseball to appear on this program and account for these changes, and I do believe Rob Ranford is working on his schedule as we speak.
He's been a friend of the show.
So we've got that. And then there's also the return of baseball means the return of some of the characters of the sport. And that includes one of our favorites here as well, a manager of the New York Metropolitans, Buck Showalter, who suddenly, for some reason, out of nowhere, as pitchers and catchers reported, opined on the beauty of Chipotle.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Okay. I've not heard the soundbite.
This is amazing.
This is Buck Showalter at his finest. He's back, everybody. Buck Showalter unplugged on food.
What's that place, I don't want to mispronounce it, Chipotle? Because I think I said Chipotle, something that was wrong. I think half our team was in there last night. You can order on your phone, do you know that? I got one of the clubbies to do it for me. You just drive by and go sleep by 9 o'clock.
You get internet on the plane?
Really?
Yep.
Not on my plane. That plane we were on never worked, did it? I think yours probably worked.
Order it out on your phone.
He figured out you could order it on his phone, then he kind of sat back like he just discovered.
He just discovered electricity.
Yeah, you just ordered that on your phone.
Were you guys aware of that?
Let me show you something.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
For you,
Chipotle is delicious.
I think half our team was in there last
Fantastic.
Night.
Fantastic. Fantastic. All right, let's get Ken Marino out. Let's make sure our darkness therapy friend is not in darkness therapy when we take his call at the end of this hour. But Ken Marino is here. I cannot wait to chat with him. What a terrific actor and fun dude he is. Some great stuff in his career. The State as well, way back in the day. Party Down is back. Ken Marino is back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let us take a break and chat with Ken when we come back. Monster.com can help you tackle the job hunt and make your next career move. In football and in life, there's the regular season and then there's the playoffs. Monster.com knows that scoring your next job, that's a playoff moment. To bring your A game, you need Monster.com. Looking to change positions and join a new team? Monster can help. Monster.com has millions of job openings and great coaching and career advice for a strong performance when it counts. Plus, when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for employers and knows how to match you with those job fits. When you score the position, Monster.com's salary calculator ensures you're paid what you're worth. The regular season is history, and we all know the playoffs are no time for messing around. It's time to get off the sidelines and go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. Monster.com. Men, do you get distracted during the day thinking about your underarms sweating, itching, or emitting an odor? Do those thoughts keep you from showing care when it counts? New and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant with 72-hour sweat and odor protection and 1/4 moisturizing cream helps you forget about your underarms so you can be present for the moments that matter. Don't let underarm insecurities keep you at arm's distance from the ones you care about. Buy new and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant wherever personal care products are sold. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Terrestrial Radio Network. Joining us on the Roku feed, I'm at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supply solutions and solutions for every industry. Grainger's got the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Ken Marino has stopped by. We just showed the Roku channel stream audience a clip of Party Down,
sure,
season
did.
Three.
Yes.
Of this dynamite show. What a great cast. Looking on the screen right here, there's you and Adam Scott, Martin Starr, Jane Lynch, Megan Mullally, Ryan Hansen. So much fun. When did this first cross your radar screen back in the day,
Ken? To the original, when we first did it?
Yes, the original.
I was working on another show that Rob Thomas, who's one of the creators, and John M. Baum and Dan Etheridge were working on called Veronica Mars. And I was lucky enough to have a recurring part on that where I played this character, Vinnie Van Lo. And I was talking to Dan Etheridge, and he was telling me about this script, Party Down, that they tried to get up and running at HBO, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, Paul Rudd was attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Steve Carell was
in the ether.
Maybe going to be part of it.
Yeah.
And then HBO didn't do it. And unfortunately for Paul, because I think, I don't know what he's done since.
Yeah, I know. He's been lost.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate
and
for him. Yeah.
So they were telling me about that script, and I said, oh, can I read it while, you know, we're between shots? And then I read it, and I immediately went back to Dan Etheridge, and I was like, if you ever audition for Ron Donald, please let me audition for Ron Donald. And so that was the first time I had read the script, and it was just an incredibly funny script, and I could connect it to Ron.
Why? Why was that the character that you chose, Ken?
I don't know. I just
did
felt
you know,
like.
Did you know at the time he was well endowed?
I didn't know, not at the time.
That was a reveal, if you
will. That was a reveal, yeah.
At the end?
Which, you know, they said, hey, do we need to get a prosthetic? And I said, yes.
For those who may not know, last we left Ron, right? The finale of the second season.
The second season,
right?
Yeah.
Which that you were, your character, it was revealed to be well endowed.
Well, there was somewhere in, I don't know, where, it wasn't at the end of the season,
okay.
But they catered a porn event. And like a post-party porn award show.
Yes.
And a producer was at the urinal next to me, and
yes.
He noticed that I had very, 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 very large member.
Yes.
And so he wanted to see if I wanted to get into adult movies, but he needed to see if it worked. And the problem is, you know, with Ron's luck, he just got a little camera shy, and it didn't work at all.
So,
oh my gosh.
So he had the equipment, but he didn't know how to properly use it or couldn't use it.
Okay. So yeah. Is that storyline, not to ask for any spoilers, are we done with that storyline?
I mean, I don't want to spoil anything in the third season, but right. It certainly isn't front and center.
Understood.
Yeah.
And
it's tucked away.
The fact that most of the cast that you've got back together here, it's pretty sweet. I mean,
everybody came back. The only person who wasn't able to do it but wanted to do it and was going to do it up until very late in the game, and it was because of COVID, and she had other projects that she was shooting, was Lizzie Kaplan.
She was great in that, too.
Yeah. She was amazing.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, people will watch this, and maybe we can do another season, and I don't know, maybe Lizzie will come back.
Join, because it's so rare to see, again, I know you'd mentioned before that that Party Down, you know, seasons get split and it lasts longer, like original series seasons last longer, but 2010 is technically the last season of Party Down.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
And so the fact that, you know, you could cater, if you will, a bar mitzvah in between the previous seasons, it's so rare to see something brought back like that. I mean, imagine you thought you'd never do this.
I never thought we would. Well, for a while that we were talking about doing something.
Yes.
You know, and then every time I was in an interview, somebody would ask me and I'd say, something's brewing.
Yes.
I don't know what, I don't want to jinx it, but something's happening.
Yeah.
And then years went by, and then finally I let it go. And I was like, it's not going to happen. And then soon after that, I got a call. So there's a lesson.
Yes.
Just stop believing. Stop believing and things will happen.
I like it. And, well, you got a good Jane Lynch story for me.
Jeez. I have
a good Jane Lynch story for me? Anyone from the set, from anything, meeting her? She is so damn funny.
Jane Lynch is, you know, clearly one of the funniest people alive. And so I got to do a number of scenes with her this season.
Yes.
And that was super exciting.
Nice.
One of my first scenes that I got to do with Jane was in a movie called Role Models. And in the movie Role Models, she takes a hot dog in a bun and sticks her finger through it, and then the hot dog comes out.
Yes.
And it was in the middle of the movie. And that was such a well-liked moment in the movie that we then repeated the beat with my character and her character at the end of the movie during the credits. And I think that's one of the first times we got to do stuff together. I think that was before Party Down.
Yes.
I could be lying to you.
It's all good.
I got to do a bunch of stuff with her this season. She's super funny. What's great about her is she's just, anything she says is so genuine and real and also hysterical. So she's fantastic.
Yeah, she's been here, and we totally fanboyed her on The Fugitive. Yes, which was something I think caught her a little off guard.
Because she was in The Fugitive. Yeah, she has it. And
she was the one who understood how the samples got switched.
Right. In the hospital,
and
right?
And if it wasn't for her,
who knows what would happen.
Richard Kimball might never have come in from the
cold. Jumped off that train in time.
That's what we told her, and she, I think, wanted a restraining order on the spot. And she couldn't have been nicer about it.
I'm very happy. We had to do like a press junket, her and I, and you know, everybody from Party Down, but they paired me up with Jane. And they basically sit us in a room together, and we're talking to people on a camera, and then they give that person 4 minutes or 8 minutes, and then the next interviewer comes in. And every time the interviewer was about to be cut off, I would go, you know, they'd say, thank you. And I'd be sitting next to Jane, and I'd say, oh, thank you. And right as they got cut off, I'd go, I love you. And every time I said it, Jane would start like laughing. And so then I kept doing it, and so each time I did it, Jane would laugh more. And so it was like getting like crack cocaine. I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep doing it until Jane stops laughing. And she wouldn't stop laughing. And then she started doing it.
Fantastic.
So that's a nice
Jane. That is a great one. Story. Ken Marino here on the Rich Eisen Show. Again, Party Down, third season. It's back. Premieres on Starz at 9 Eastern time on February 24th. And you can check it out on Starz app, All Starz streaming, and so much more. And, of course, Roku channel, the Roku devices is a great way for you to check all this stuff out. You've known Rudd for how long? I know you've known him for
I think I met Rudd right around when we did Wet Hot American Summer, around that time. So right. It was 2000, 2001.
I mean, and
that, maybe before that.
The cast in that movie is ridiculous.
Pretty great.
Right. Elizabeth Banks is in that. You're in that. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we could go on.
Bradley Cooper and Paul and Amy Poehler and David Wayne and Mike Black, Mike Showalter. And
my gosh.
Keeps going.
It does keep going. And Latrulio, I know you're friendly with Joe.
Sure.
And so I've seen this in action. You know, Paul is a terrific karaoke singer, and Latrulio is a terrific karaoke singer.
Yeah.
But they pale in comparison, Ken Marino.
That's very nice of you to say.
You are the greatest karaoke singer I have ever seen in person, and I've seen a lot.
Well, I will throw this right back at you. Yes. Your Frank Sinatra is one of the best I've ever seen.
I appreciate
that. If not the best. I would say, actually, the best Frank Sinatra karaoke version, a version of Frank Sinatra I've ever seen.
Is that right?
For sure.
And you've seen a lot,
I imagine. You kill it.
Thank you.
You knock it out of the park.
You're not just saying that because I'm saying what I'm saying to you.
We'll never know.
Okay.
I don't have
in me any other range. Like, that's, I know my lane and I stick to it. You do a Macy Gray that I've never heard. You're incredible doing her. You've incredible. I mean, what's your go-to karaoke song?
I don't have a go-to anymore. I get that asked. I get that question asked a lot. But I will say this: I've taken it to another level, in my opinion.
Okay.
And it's because of David Wayne. David Wayne started a garage band.
Yes.
In his garage. And invites people over and to sing with a live band. And so then I've been going over there, and then we've started a band.
Oh.
That middle-aged dad jam band. And we've been playing.
Is that what it's called?
It's called MAD, middle-aged dad jam band. Yeah.
Okay.
And and so we played a couple of live shows, one at Dynasty Typewriter here in Los Angeles.
Damn.
And then we did a charity event at the San Francisco Comedy Festival.
Yes.
And we did all live songs,
so
and I was the front man.
You know,
it was a dream. It was a dream come true. And all of that work I did in all the dark karaoke rooms for many, many years finally paid off.
Look at this.
Yeah.
And
we sang a different, big variety of different types of songs, and I was prepared for all of them.
Of course you were.
Rich, I was prepared for all of them.
Guys, I'm not kidding you. But here's the...
I've seen it. I've been there.
Oh, that's right. You've been there. You've seen it.
I was there.
And here's the best part about it, though, is other people can say, I'm better, or I've seen somebody better. Let me just tell you this. You are also the only person I've ever met.
Oh, no.
Only person I've ever met who, in the middle of a song that he's singing karaoke, says, watch, wait a minute, during the music instrumental, they're going to show this photograph, and I'm the cowboy in the photograph.
This is
amazing.
So back when they were making karaoke videos early on when I was in college, they would, and I was looking for work in college, you know, every once in a while somebody would come up and be like, hey, we're shooting a karaoke video and you get $100. Do you have like denim? Can you dress like a cowboy? And so I did that in college. And then years later, I was singing in some karaoke room, Happy Trails, I think.
Yes.
And there was another one, another song. And what they used to do in karaoke songs is they would have the words, and then any time an instrumental would come up, they would just go to like some still picture of two people being romantic.
Yeah, it would pixelate into it, like with the same sort of pixelation you saw in Space Invaders.
Right,
you
know, right.
Like
some, yeah, very early, yeah, like yeah. Pixelation video game vibe to it. And so all of a sudden I was surprised to see the one lady video that I went and shot in college. They took stills from it, and there I was as a young man dressed in denim riding a horse, and there I was.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm in karaoke videos.
You are. So, but you're singing the song, and when they get to the musical instrumental part, you say, wait a minute, I'm going to show up. My picture's about to show.
Look who's,
and we're like, get out of here. And like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a flex. That's what's called a karaoke flex.
Thank you very much.
I've never seen that before.
Thank you very much.
So no one can ever take that away from you. That's
They'll
the sports
never take
phrase.
That away from
That's
me.
The sports phrase, even though I've never met anybody who, on retort of some player or athlete saying, no one can ever take this away from me, actually attempt to physically remove it from that person. I've never seen that ever before.
I appreciate
never
that.
Before.
Can I just segue into something else?
Please, Ken Marino.
Which is?
It. Yes, sir.
I'm going to take something away from Warren Sapp, who was a guest here earlier, right? So Warren Sapp, in my memory,
yes.
was the MVP mm-hmm. of the Super Bowl that they won.
He was not.
But he was not.
It was a defensive player named Dexter Jackson.
A safety, right?
Yes, it was. Correct. Yes.
So the reason I thought that
yes.
is I met my wife at Jimmy Kimmel's first show on Super Bowl Sunday wow. at Jimmy Kimmel's in backstage. And George Clooney was the first guest and Snoop was the co-host. Coldplay played. And I have said for 20 years,
yes.
It's been we just celebrated
yes.
our 20-year
anniversary.
Thank you so much.
Same with Jimmy too, right? I mean, sure.
For 20 years, I've been saying, and then they flew in Warren Sapp because he was MVP. He was not.
He was
and I
not.
Just found that out moments ago, and it really is messing with my reality.
So what do you mean you met your wife that night? But she...
She was with some friends, and they snuck in to see the show.
Okay.
And I was with I was watching the Super Bowl with Adam Scott
yeah.
at my house that I just bought a house. I had no furniture in it. And Adam came over and Joe Latruglio and Paul.
Yes.
And we were watching the Super Bowl. I had my TV stuck in the fireplace because there was no, I didn't have anywhere to put it. And great. We were just sitting watching. And then Adam's girlfriend, who's wife now,
yes.
Was a producer on the show. And he's like, I'm going to see Jimmy Kimmel. So I was like, oh, all right, I'll come.
Having no idea your life's about to change.
Having no idea that I was going to meet my future wife. And so then I went, and then I ran into my wife, and then we started dating and got married 2 years later.
Fantastic.
So we celebrated our 20th
yes.
During Super Bowl Sunday by, of course, flying to Vegas and going to see RuPaul's drag show.
Is that what you did?
Yeah. Yeah, that was our Super Bowl Sunday.
That's a heck of a Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, it was
Ken.
Delightful.
All right, fantastic.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, and I didn't watch... the game. I what I saw.
Yes, sir.
The best part of the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and it was great, was my dear pal Paul Rudd.
Yes.
Super excited about the win with his son Jack.
Yeah.
Talking about how thrilled they were, and so I was like, I got everything I needed from the Super Bowl by seeing that.
I told you as you were sitting down that Jack, his son, sounds just like his dad. I mean,
just
they have
like
the
his
same
dad.
Cadence, the same everything, the same love of Mahomes. I mean, yeah. I mean, his son, I mentioned it on the show on Monday. His son said, you know, I just want to thank Patrick Mahomes for existing.
Unbelievable.
Which, if you closed your eyes, it would have sounded like Paul.
Sounded like Paul.
I know.
What's interesting is, Jack was born. Jack's a couple of years older than my son. My son's 15.
Yeah.
And my son
mm-hmm.
is now, within the last 4 months, is now 6'4".
Dude.
And he gets in my mug. And he reminds me that he's a good 3 inches taller than me.
Dude, he's 6'4"?
6'4".
Wow. Ken Marino.
15.
Unbelievable. Everybody check out Party Down, third season of Party Down, Friday, February 24th at midnight on the Stars app. All Stars streaming on demand platforms and on linear. It's going to be debuting on Stars the same day at 9 Eastern time. Thanks for coming on, man. Congrats on the show.
Sure. Thank you. I mean, thank you for having me.
Anytime.
Look, I got my Patrick Ewing socks on.
I had no idea. Did you do that just for this show?
I did.
Did you really?
I mean, I had them, and I just put them on.
I can't say I noticed that when he sat, because I'm a big Stan socks guy.
Yeah.
So when you sat, I was like, oh, he's got
my Patrick Ewing, and then I got my New York Yankee sneakers on.
Okay, very good. How does one acquire the Patrick Ewing socks? Just
you just go to a store sells them.
I just know I didn't know if it was like Ewing sock night at Madison Square Garden one night against against the Washington Bullets or yeah. something when you were back in the day checking it out.
Wasn't. I just went to a store and they had
Ewing just because.
Well, because that's when I was deeply into the New York Knicks when I lived in Manhattan and I. Would go to the games
and be patently let down by the final results.
Listen,
I'm from Staten Island.
Did
I was
okay.
With you.
Michael Jordan destroyed everybody.
He did.
So there's no let's get past that, right? And then he did all right. They did okay.
If Jordan didn't exist,
No.
Ewing would have rings.
Charles Barkley.
Barkley would have a ring.
Malone. Stockton, probably.
Stockton Malone
would have a ring.
Reggie Miller?
Go back to back.
Would Reggie have a ring?
Maybe. Well, they took him to game seven. Maybe.
Reggie might have a ring.
The Pacers team was
Magic
good.
Would have another ring.
Yeah. He killed everybody.
Drexler.
Yeah.
He would have a ring.
I'm glad.
Yeah, and Akeem Olajuwon, right?
Akeem.
Yeah, Rockets might have.
Drexler might have had with two teams.
Four, yeah.
Dan Marley would have a ring.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Jordan was out. Right.
And beat the Knicks.
So maybe you and Jordan have had a ring.
Is that the Charles Smith? Is that the season where Charles Smith could not get a basket?
No, that was the block, four blocks, right?
No, he just kept going up.
That was the season, if I'm not mistaken, Jordan returned and they weren't that good yet. If I'm not mistaken, I might be mistaken. The season where Olajuwon beat the Knicks is when John Starks couldn't make a 3-point basket.
But how many games, six closer? How many baskets did he score in the game before?
A ton.
What do you do? How do you stop him?
Score more. That's what you do.
It was heartbreaking.
Charles Smith, 93.
93, so,
yeah.
It was heartbreaking.
That was one of the years Jordan was out.
No, that was the three-peat. That was the first three-peat year.
Okay. That's what I mean.
Sorry.
Anyway, that's why I'm wearing the socks, because I love Patrick. I love the Knicks back then.
Me too.
And I just got, like, I sort of took a break from them, and now I'm back into them, and I'm enjoying this team.
Same with Rich.
I'm enjoying this team a lot, and I don't think they're getting as much love as they should be getting.
I love Jalen Brunson.
Yes.
And I think him and Randall are terrific.
Yes.
I love every single time I see Coach Thibodeau, he looks like Rodney Dangerfield, you know, with his tie completely undone.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Exactly. Here? He's playing the refs.
Hey, get back on defense. What are you?
Exactly. Whoa. I got to burn a timeout over here. You know, like he's complaining to the refs that he doesn't get enough respect. He kind of looks like that, like a Hirschfield drawing of Dangerfield of is what Dangerfield. He looks like to me. And I do like the Josh Hart acquisition.
Yes, I just saw some highlights of him the last couple of games, and he looks like he's really good at D, right? Like he's really good at defense, which we need.
Yes,
and he's energetic.
I just can't stand the owner. The owner gets me all upset. You know that guy. So I put on a mask when I went back to Madison Square Garden, so the facial recognition wouldn't notice me, and I went back. It was really great.
It's
a great place.
I love Madison Square Garden.
Me too.
And I love, I love the Knicks this year.
Okay, so
great.
So for season four of Party Down, I'll see you in your Julius Randle socks, and let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Right, your Quentin Grimes socks.
Will Quentin be there next?
I don't know. We'll see.
Quickly.
Emmanuel Quickly socks. Very good. The third season again at Party Down, February 24th. Thanks again, Ken Marino.
Thank you so much.
You're the man. We're back here to wrap this show up with your phone calls and the latest on what's going on with the Arizona Cardinals' new head coach.
For decades, Rolling Stone has set the bar for entertainment publications. Today, Rolling Stone Music Now takes over in podcast form.
SZA. You seem like a person with a pretty high level of anxiety, but you also seem fearless artistically.
I feel like ideas have more power than identity. Like the excitement overrides insecurity. That is the only way that I'm ever able to accomplish anything.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show radio feed, Monster.com can help you tackle the job hunt and make your next career move your winning career move. Because scoring your next job, Monster.com knows how to make sure your A game is being brought to bear. If you're looking to change positions, go to Monster.com. They can help. Millions of job openings, great coaching, career advice, so you get that strong performance when it counts. When you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Front loaded by going to Monster.com. They specialize in building the right teams for employers, so they know how to match you with the job fits that are perfect for you. And when you score the position, Monster.com's salary calculator ensures you're paid what you're worth. The regular season, as we all know, in the football world, that's one thing. The playoffs, the ones that we just saw, lifting the championship trophy, there's no time for messing around. Go to Monster.com and win your job hunt right now, monster.com. All right. Let's get to our darkness retreat friend.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Well, his name has disappeared on the sheet.
His name right is Jason.
There he is.
Jason? Jason, where are you calling him from, Jason?
Mr. Eisen. I'm coming in from Seattle.
Attaboy, Seattle and Jason. All right. So now, what's Aaron Rodgers going through this week? Do you know? What do you got? What do you think?
I can speak to my experience. So I've been on 9 10-day silent retreats over the last 20 years.
You call them silent retreats? Is that what it's what you call it? A silent retreat?
Silent retreats,
okay.
Yes. Silent retreats.
All right.
And two of them involved dark and soundproofed rooms. And so I thought I would give you the logistics, like how it goes,
sure.
What the results are, also like why in the heck somebody would do this kind of crazy thing, right?
Sure.
So for me, I was coming out of a divorce, grief stricken, and a friend of mine was like, well, we've tried lots of other things to get you out of this dark place. Why don't you go try and do this silent retreat? So I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get enough advanced in the program, you know, you go a couple of times, you're allowed to choose to be in your own quarters, you know, in solitude, choose to go into dark rooms. And I thought, well, I would like to do that. So I've been through a few of these, and you start meditating at 4 a.m., and the meditation periods are typically between 60 or 90 minutes. And then you have a lunch break, but again, no communication. So
they take your phone. So, I mean, if you don't mind me chiming in every so often, they take your phone away.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
don't have your phone. You're there's no communication.
You surrender your phone, your laptop. You're not allowed to bring any food in. So you don't have to handle anything. You just get to relax and,
yeah, focus on yourself and what meditate. You need to think about and to get through it. So
right.
When you say...
Part of it is you don't think. Like, I've heard Brockman, you know, and you guys chat about, because I'm a daily listener.
Thank you.
And,
great.
You know, it's like, do you talk to yourself? And so the point is to actually notice your thoughts, let those, and sort of laugh at them and let them subside.
Mm-hmm.
And really just focus on the sensations of your body and really get centered. And so if you see a thought coming in, or you're noticing you're having a dialogue in your head about somebody, something happened in the past, or mm-hmm. something you think you're going to do in the future, that's sort of missing the point. That happens. Like, they consider it successful, like the meditation teacher considers it successful. It's successful
mm-hmm.
if you have 3 minutes of silence in your mind. And so everybody also experiences some point of extreme agitation at some point along those 10 days. For me, it was day 4, you know, where I was like, I got to get out of here. You burn through that, though, and you really settle in. And so you come out equanimous. You come out like you're like the eye of the storm in no matter what's going on in your life. And I have it that's probably one of the reasons that Aaron Rodgers is such an amazing quarterback. If he's been doing some of these things, like no matter what's going on, he's just sort of chill. I mean, there's things about him I don't like, but let's leave that for another conversation. But this kind of, you know, the vaccination thing, but again, that's another conversation.
Oh, I know.
But in terms of the results of, like, I come out and people don't know I've been through that. And they're like, wow, you seem really different. And it's just because I'm so centered, so calm. And I, you know, I can't help but suggest to anybody, like, there are donation-based organizations that can do this, like this 10-day Vipassana retreat, not all of them in darkness. But it is tremendously valuable for your relationships and for your life.
So let me just, in the minute I have left here, so he's doing it for 4 days. If he spends a certain, what is the darkness part? Like, you sit in a room and you can leave whenever you want, right? I mean, is that the way it works?
Yes.
What is that? Okay.
Yes.
Right.
You're still not supposed to communicate with other people, so which includes eye contact.
Really?
Hand gestures, you're supposed to, yes. They consider eye contact communication. So
even with, and so anybody you know, else who's in this retreat, even anyone else who's in this retreat, just head down.
Especially other people in the retreat. Yeah.
So what do you do? Do you read a book? Do you read a book when you're not doing anything? I mean, like, what do you do for 4 days? I'm serious.
So people who get freaked out by this idea, they're the ones that need to do it the most. You can also,
okay.
I know we only have like 15 seconds left, so I just say the Rich Eisen bump is real. You introduced me to Peacock and Roku. So.
Okay, fantastic. I appreciate you. You know what? You definitely sound very centered. So the idea that he's going to come out of this or utilize it for having a clearer mind to make a decision, does that make sense to you? Or that's just, it's just...
100%. Huh. 100%.
Okay.
Thanks. Any major life decision, yep, you will have clearer thinking when you come out of it. Anything.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. Call back. Does that now make up for not knowing what the hell we talked about?
Oh, I think
2 days ago.
100%. Now we got it. Here, but we got it. We're professional. No eye contact.
That's a tough one for me. All of this stuff would be tough.
I could do it.
Very difficult. Yeah, you can't do it, Mike. You love talking to people. Literally, like
you
can't be. You can't be 15 seconds silent on a plane.
True.
Please.
You sit in the front seat at Uber, in Ubers.
Yeah.
True.
You can't do this. You'd be the one that wouldn't last. Before we go out of Dodge, Jonathan Gannon is the new head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, and he was asked the magic question. You're a defensive guy. This is all about Kyler Murray, and the last guy was here is the quarterback, you know, guru and offensive guru that was hooked right up to him. Who's going to be the offensive guru du jour for Kyler Murray now that you're the defensive-minded new head coach of the Arizona Cardinals?
We're starting to look at some different candidates and looking at interviewing some people here in the next 48 hours. And but I have a very specific vision of how I want to play on offense. And the person that comes in here to run the offense is going to understand that everything that we do will be structured around the quarterback position to maximize his skill set. And we have an elite one.
Okay. Right. I mean makes sense,
good,
but
good plan.
I guess it's... The universe is open to anybody but Cliff Kingsbury.
Guess so.
Now that's the answer. And then, of course, let's not forget everything that happened with Kyler Murray during his negotiations, where the team felt it necessary to codify matters about studying and tablet time and what that might mean about his relationship with his teammates and how Jonathan Gannon handles that. But maximizing Murray's talents. That's okay. Making sure, like, hey, man, and you've got to figure whatever way he wants to play is exactly the way the Eagles just did it with Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. So let's get 3-4 running backs into an offensive line that's crazy and let Kyler Murray throw the deep ball whenever he needs to, right?
Yep.
Tight end, Zach Ertz, already there.
Maybe keep DeAndre Hopkins in
town. We'll see, man. We'll see. That'll wrap it up for this show. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to Ken Marino and Warren Sapp and Mike Florio. We're back to wrap the show on the Roku channel in a moment.
You love Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now get to know her on Give Them Lala.
With her assistant, Jess.
LA, it can become suffocating. Did something happen where you felt like I have to get out of here? Or do you just think it just happens sometimes?
I think it just happens, but also just everything going on in my personal life. Like, I want to get on this mic and be like, this is what I've been dealing with for 14 months.
Give Them Lala, wherever you listen.